Welcome to this week's episode of Murphy's Law Podcast. I think we're getting into episode number 5 here. With me is Chris Kuhn. He's been with us a couple times already, so I thought it'd be fun to have Chris on again. We've talked about doing this for a little while now. So we have a few of our reviews and messages and stuff. Mostly bad ones that people left, you know, in the last year and a half since we stayed open. So we thought it'd be kind of just be entertaining. You know, obviously anybody that follows us knows that we share some of them sometimes because they are so outrageous and ridiculous, but we have plenty to share and thought we'd get some good entertainment at their expense. Most of these are older.
They are, but you know, there's a lot of people that literally follow the Pig's Facebook page just for the dumpster fire.
It is entertaining to me that, you know, I do have conversations with people that they say that they'll open up Facebook first thing in the morning and they'll look and see, or Google reviews and see that the last ones, they've probably been kind of disappointed lately because there haven't been as many.
They flared back up though.
They do, you know, mainly when we send out e-blasts. We get a lot of them. They'll even respond to our emails. Like, it's interesting. I do want to give everybody a quick update. Today, what is today? The 24th?
25th.
So next Friday, February 4th,
yes,
we are in court again. Well, not in court. I guess we're Zoom courting. We have a hearing, and I guess the hearing is for the judge to give an opportunity to the state to hear some arguments on staying his order that struck down the health code law 333.2253 that we've been talking tons about for the last year and a half. Don't know where that's going to go. We'll see what happens. We feel pretty confident in our argument. The brief that the judge issued, I've read that over a million times, and it was a brilliantly written decision. So it's going to be tough for him to... They're going to have to bring something to the table to try and...
I don't think they have anything new. I mean, that, you know, brief recap and reminder, that MCL... It's three paragraphs long. The entire MCL fit on the screen of my phone. And really the only relevant part of it was the first paragraph.
I got it right there?
Yep. The first paragraph, which is where they drew their alleged authority to act. And then the only other pertinent paragraph is the last one where they can rely on the Department of Agriculture, which is how they got the Food License Act.
But so you know what's really interesting is I was going through all this junk the other day you know, we put a picture out on Facebook of, you know, our table in our conference room that has all of the, most of the paperwork. And I was going through looking back at a couple of these laws that we've been talking about and citing. this is the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act, oftenly referred to as the 45. This is Carl the Barber's case that took down the 45. Yep. And then we had the citizen-driven petition drive that eventually got this removed completely. So there's these couple of pages in here that give definition to this. So these five pages were found unconstitutional.
Which led to the use of...
So this. Then they turn to the one page and all the definitions, and we won't bore. We've talked about that, you know, ad nauseum at this point. This is the one that she still does have left, right? So two of those orders have been, or laws have been found unconstitutional, right? This is the one that they have left. Can you see why they don't really want to use it? They're limited by so much of the definitions in here.
For a reason. Yeah, as this should have been.
Versus that. So she still has the capability to do whatever she wants for 28 days. So this is a great physical representation of the what they're really trying to do. The other interesting thing is, like you said, this one thing right here spawned this, however many pages, 8 pages of emergency orders. This is the limiting the gathering of people from November 15, 2020. So this one little law that we struck down or had struck down, severed, I love that severed. Word, severed, got 8 pages of stuff out of this. There should have been 8 pages before he ever got to this. So it's just, I found that really interesting going through all that stuff. But anyways, we're not here to talk about a whole lot of that.
We're here to have fun.
We're here to have fun, drink a little bit, maybe, perhaps. Do you want to start with one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah. You know I've been waiting to get this for a long time. And I remember reading this for the first time. And people are just nasty. And you know, the funniest thing is the people, the Chads and Karens out there that are the nastiest are the ones that they claim to be the, you know, the loving, caring, kind, gentle neighbor.
Tolerant.
Tolerance. As long as you agree with them.
I say a lot. Intolerance is the new tolerance.
Yeah, and you know, and I don't mind using somebody's name because it was put out there in public. And besides, it's probably not the real name because most of these people are just trolls. But Trevor McGinty doesn't recommend the Iron Pit Smokehouse of Gaylord. Their meat tastes microwaved. Now, this was the fun part. Also, the owner saw my mixed-race son and called him a mud baby, then called me a slur for a Jewish person and asked if I'd like to clean the ovens. I could climb right inside.
Just ridiculous. What thought process has to go through somebody's head?
I was actually here when I read that.
To be typing that out. I forget when that was. January or February?
I was actually here when I read that one because, you know, even if you don't know Ian, that's just funny shit. I mean, nobody would say that. So for somebody to, you know, troll and make up that comment, I mean, that's a double doozy between Mud Baby and asking someone to clean your ovens. Now, so you're an anti-Semitic racist.
I can't even get my... You should see the profile picture in this thing, by the way, too. It's wonderful, but I always forget some of the responses on some of these. My response to that was, patient number one for the new study involving a disturbing new psychosis. Right this way, sir. It'll be okay. Here's a special jacket fitted especially for you, Trevor, darling.
You know, which is funny, before we started recording, that we were talking about how you'd use the word psychosis. And look where we're at now. And that's actually become a thing.
That blew my mind when Joe Rogan had that doctor on a few weeks ago talking about that mass formation psychosis. And now there's people attacking him and going all over. And
I'm telling you, anybody...
I've known it for a while now that there's something going on behind the scenes that is driving. So, I mean, we're a barbecue place just trying to keep our restaurant open. And people literally think that we're killing people. I mean, like, I have one in here somewhere that almost every other one of them talks about killing. You know, we've killed people.
Yeah, a lot of that.
You know, it's just kind of like, I have to remind you, I mean, I don't, but these people just don't remember that we haven't had any contact tracing in the restaurant whatsoever.
No, and nobody has forced any customers to come into your restaurant. nobody's forced. And you know, there's a local here that, you know, cracks my ass up because of the hypocrisy of it all. I remember that I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, after the quote-unquote shutdown, I saw his drunk ass in here that night. And about knocked him out because he was so belligerently stumbling around. And he's turned into one of your biggest public bashers every time you comment on something. I know you've made some memes. He used to work for the pig. But this asshole...
You brought it up for the record.
This asshole will come in here and got belligerently drunk, I remember clearly, and then turns around and talks about how you're killing people because you don't care about COVID.
Yeah, hypocrisy is a thing to behold these days. I think, you know, a lot of people see it for what it is, and most of these people are hypocrites.
Most of these people have never been here.
Well, that is very true. And for all the years that we've been doing this, almost five now, I used to ask for a receipt. You know, show us a receipt, and we'll gladly refund your money. I've received zero proof of any receipts from any of these people that leave these kinds of things. And I just stopped doing that because obviously it's a futile effort, but. It's funny because hypocrisy is a great word to use because a lot of these things come back around. I'll engage them for obvious reasons, right? You know, we used to talk about, and I don't know if it's actually a thing or not, but I just call it outrage marketing. Yeah. And it's kind of the anti-cancel culture tactic where it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to use that against you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. I didn't even see that.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, that virtue signaling that's just so batshit crazy.
I mean, people don't really even understand that. I want to read another one real quick, but we're going to take a real quick break, and we got a few of these that we're going to get some giggles out of, so we'll be right back.
Meet your friends to watch a big game at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. The Iron Pig has a full bar with 8 draft beers on tap and features signature cocktail flights. The Iron Pig Smokehouse for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Available online at ironpigsmoke.com.
All right, we're back. Murphy's Law Podcast.
Number 5.
Chris, with us today. We're talking about some reviews and some emails and messages.
Some yerps.
Yerp reviews. I've got voicemails. I've got text messages that people were sending me.
You got people invited over to your house for Thanksgiving dinner.
So random. So random. So we're talking about hypocrisy in the last segment really quick. You know, you can see these people start to break down, which is kind of the other reason why we kind of put these things on display. I mean, even more so than they already do to the public, being that it's social media.
Yeah. You know, they all throw fingers at you because you're the asshole, but merely you're responding to their remarks.
Yeah, that's what I really find funny in a lot of these, too, is like, you know, the pearl clutching is like at an all-time high. Oh, how dare you
strike back?
How could you ever, as a business owner, how do you? Oh, you're just. Oh, here's one right here. Hope you go to jail, Daniel Frakes. Oh, Danny boy. Hope you go to jail. Hope you never get to open a business as long as you live. Which, judging by your refusal to wear a mask, it won't be long. Oh.
Such well, a... you know, that's similar to this one. Hi, hope you lose your license and never get them back. Yeah, assholes. I think it was supposed to be, yeah, assholes.
You spelled Merry Christmas,
wrong.
Forgot about that one. Ian Murphy's drama queen ass. Thanks, Jesse. Oh, somebody's big upset.
Oh, and Kale, again, these are the people that are supposed to be caring about one another in society. Kale says, retards die choking. Kale, we don't use that word anymore.
Wait, what is wrong with people?
That's a word that's just not used. But you're caring.
Alex Gardner doesn't recommend the Iron Pig because utterly disgusting service. This man should not own a business on our beautiful streets of downtown Gaylord. Fuck you and your company, bro.
That is great representation.
Go ahead, make yourself look like shit. Make belittling me instead of doing what a professional does and ignoring the negativity.
I saw that one today. Because I thought, wow, that's great representation of, you know, the Gaylord people that we grew up with right here on these main streets. Well, that's okay, because Michael McMillan says, you are a fucking idiot.
Oh, well, hey. It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
I still like your Halloween costume this year, just all your reviews walking around.
No, I was a walking Yerp review.
Yeah, Don says, go fuck yourself. I mean, for somebody to
wait, another one?
Yeah. Somebody,
oh, wait, okay, that's an idiot on the other one.
Yeah, sorry. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot on that one. This one's go fuck yourself.
Wow. We're going to have to put an explicit label on this.
You should actually, since a lot of these are submitted through the website, you should just have them rotating as a slideshow at the top.
That would be kind of that. Well, you or know, actually we're starting to put some of these on our t-shirts.
Yes.
We have Yerp Review t-shirts that are coming out. So
I saw those.
Here's, this one's kind of like a compliment and then like a backhand for as much Todd Walensky, we'll say it's Walensky. For as much acclaim this place earned during crisis, their current staff are asshats, and the food is way overpriced. No quality. Will not go back ever. So, why would I ever be incentivized to go to Todd
to
and say,
Todd, to say, I'm sorry you had a bad
sorry,
experience.
Sorry, Todd. What can I do to earn your service? It's not worth my time. It's not worth my time.
No, you know, instead.
And not as entertaining.
You know, and what happened to, if you had a bad experience, call and talk to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's what adults do.
That's what grown-ups do.
Yeah.
Maybe have a conversation face-to-face. You know, and I remember a few other ones, we didn't print these out, but I remember a few other ones that were calling you out for being a keyboard warrior and wouldn't have the balls to stand toe-to-toe, and I seem to remember you inviting several people to the restaurant, and I don't think any of them showed up. I don't understand. Larry says, I hope you all catch COVID.
Again, oh, yeah, there's that hypocrisy thing.
What the hell is wrong with people? You know?
Well, we are a restaurant. It is, you know, a vector for COVID.
Yeah, as we talked about in past episodes, although other places are not. But, you know, yeah, here we are. Your restaurant has had zero cases of contact tracing.
Yeah.
But I hope you all catch COVID.
Even now.
There's one in here that says, I hope you catch COVID and die.
Bethany, Binkowski doesn't recommend the Iron Pig. Kiss Me, I'm Contagious. These were the
shirts. Yeah.
Which I think we're going to do a reprint of those coming up for St. Patty's Day. It's Kiss Me, I'm Contagious is what it said for our...
With the shamrock on it.
Our St. Patty's Day party that we had last March. So this said, Kiss Me, I'm Contagious. Over 500,000 Americans are dead. You are disgusting. My response, so you're not going to buy a shirt? Put that in the no column.
So this one's even classier because they couldn't even use their real email. It's closeironpig@permanently.com. First name, you. Last
See,
name.
That's kind of original. That'll make me laugh.
Last
that's
name,
something.
Insurrectionist scum.
Mm, mm-hmm.
That's your time.
That's like right out of Star Wars.
I guarantee that was late November. That had to have been after the...
You should be...
No, wait. If it's insurrection... That's right. This is after January then.
You should be permanently closed, all caps, for spitting on the rest of us. Mm. I will tell anyone who cares about human life what a prick you are for endangering human life.
Hashtag mean barbecue man.
Nobody asked you to come in.
Mean barbecue man.
Barbecue goodness. So deadly it's illegal.
This one was a little entertaining. I think this one came in maybe private message. I don't remember. Patty. So we did. If you guys remember, there was the Twisted Tea incident that happened a while ago, and there was a ton of Twisted Tea memes that came out. So we made a Twisted Tea meme. We actually were thinking about doing an NFT on it too, by the way. So we did a meme of the governor about to get knocked out with a thing of Twisted Tea for if you say lockdown one more time. So I am reporting you for threatening the governor.
Yeah. I saw that today too.
Threatening the governor. I do not find your post the least bit funny. And I hope you get your license pulled.
Well, just simply unfollow and quit reading. I mean, again, what grown-ups do. I mean, if I see a post I don't like, I just keep scrolling.
People are so serious.
But they're not serious enough to use real names. This was in regards to that St. Patty's Day party we were just talking about.
Oh.
Let all of your Trump-tards sit with you and get COVID.
Mm.
Who has ever said anything about fucking Trump?
That was the one that I always find interesting.
It was
too.
A presumption. And you know, that reminds me of that day that it was a Saturday. I remember seeing you come down the stairs and you were actually kind of bummed because that day had almost taken on kind of the political tone because Ken showed up. You had the Proud Boys. Nobody asked them to. They showed up out front with waving flags.
Yeah. That was different.
Yeah. I mean, so it was completely turning into that, if you will call it, Trump field political movement, which is never what this thing was about.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, and that's, you were actually bummed because you didn't want people to perceive it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to take that on. And actually, that reminds me of this other one. I'll finish this first. Clearly, you take yourself very seriously. Good luck with that. And the t-shirt's in poor taste. Take me off your email, please.
Yeah.
Well, very you signed up for taste. The email.
I forget how many thousands of those we sold. Al, you know, Newsweek helped push that one out, too.
I'm surprised you're not getting a boost between, you know, the AP, Detroit News, Yahoo.
I mean, yeah, a friend of mine said that we've appeared in Google search 3 million times or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know even
I mean,
how.
Because, you know, I don't think people realize why the state is freaking out so much about this ruling is this takes away, I mean, think about this and just noodle on this for a second. This being stricken takes away the power that they've used to do everything for the past year. How many restaurants and businesses have gone out of business because of that order? And now to have it find it was unconstitutional and order it stricken.
Yeah.
I mean, look what that could possibly open the state up to.
Yeah. Well, they just issued new guidance to nursing homes last week.
Yeah.
Under this.
Yeah.
That's why they've issued the stay. I actually want to talk just quickly about that. We're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back. Murphy's Law Podcast. La, la, la. All right, we're back. Murphy's Law Podcast. Chris Kuhn is with me again today. We're just talking about some Yerp reviews, as we like to call them. It's just our goofy take on some of these dumbass reviews that we get. Let's do a couple of these real quick. Yeah. And then we'll talk about what we have coming up next week. And I just got an email from our attorney.
Literally, this just in.
Literally, just in. Talking about the use of the ruling from a couple of weeks ago, how it's actually being used in some other cases revolving mask mandates for schools, some stuff like that. But that's serious talk. We want to have a couple of more laughs with some of these silly reviews. I'll save this last one here. Is the funniest, I think. But here's one. It's a one-star review, so it's got to be from Yelp.
Yerp.
Yerp. Lily Slavsky. Follow this. Immediately after walking in and meeting the owner, I could tell the meat would be too small. The owner did assure me that size doesn't matter, but the decor seemed like he was compensating for something. So, I mean, at least I gave an A for originality. So my response was, this literally makes no sense, Professor. Please try again. Well, wait. You seem like you require lots of attention, honey. And in all fairness, I am kind of condescending, and I do use honey and sweetie and bro.
But here's the funny thing. You're never down in the restaurant. You're not behind the counter talking to people.
Yeah, and obviously...
That's not your forte.
Obviously, this person hasn't met me.
Even though you love the stage and the limelight, you typically, on a daily basis, are not down there.
You seem like you require lots of attention, honey. You won't get that here, or apparently from your husband that you left for another man. Speaking of enough meat. I mean, why not? Is Lily coming back? I don't care.
Was that on Tinder or Yelp?
She might have copy and pasted from her Tinder profile.
So this one I didn't get a chance to print out, but Mitch, let's call it Agander. Food is terrible and flavorless. They can hardly call themselves a smokehouse, a food devoid of smoke flavor. But what's worse is that they jeopardize public health and welcome treasonous traitors and seditionists to meet in their property under the guise of being freedom fighters.
Ooh.
The same type of people that stormed our nation's capital. Stay away.
Oh, we're outed. They got us. You were at that seditionist meeting, weren't you? It was in the basement?
Yeah, I was behind. Yeah.
Fucking break.
And I helped put the horns on the buffalo guy. yeah. But...
The QAnon stuff was coming around there for a minute, and I thought that was pretty entertaining as well.
I love how they spin off into this Trump seditionist.
That's really what it is, too. That's a good way of putting it, because it really does just start to.
These are people that are clearly part of the tree hugging community, but I've never seen such hatred out of the normal person that just works for a living.
It's a little strange. It seems like it's a little backwards.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Again. Peace, as long as you agree with me.
Yeah.
Gabe Gambino says, Iron Pig Smokehouse Gaylord. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was collecting evidence of the concert to turn into the state.
Ooh. God.
Spoiler alert. There's police there. They knew.
Spoiler alert. We have nothing to hide.
Response, good. Hopefully, we're all smiling. So you didn't eat at the restaurant? Nice review, winner. Good thing that Gestapo has free labor. Jeff Bain responds, okay, this would always... Guys, this is a pet peeve of yours, too. If you're going to post a review for people to read or comment, fucking spell properly, okay? You're a stupid fuck. There's an apostrophe R-E. It's not your. Not your stupid fuck.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know.
Proper English if you're going to get out there. Come on.
Linguistic majors.
Yeah. Response, turning us in, wasn't our property, jackass, but you do you, narc. This is my favorite part. You were totally the tattletale in elementary school, weren't you? Yeah. Nothing more adorable and tolerant than folks wishing a business to be shut down. Oh, and someone is big mad.
Big mad.
Big mad.
Big mad. That was one that seemed to, like, you know, trigger some of these people, too, when you'd say big mad. Oh, somebody is big mad.
Oh.
And the use of snowflake is really funny, too, because you used to kind of talk about one segment or one side and the other side. Started using it to describe the other side. Now it's just, I use the word brittle.
How about the Karen? And this was less than a month ago. How about the Karen that chased you down through downtown Gaylord?
Oh yeah, that video is out there.
Chased you
that
down.
Used to be the commercial.
That yes. Yeah, and that meme. If you're out there watching, that meme was me. But to literally flag someone down in traffic, go, "You're that asshole that owns the Iron Pig."
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Ma'am, who raised you and what the hell is wrong with you?
Somebody
breaking traffic rules.
Somebody did actually come to her defense on one of those posts and said that her dog fell off the seat and hit the dashboard or something. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's over. Go watch the video. It's probably 2 months ago. So, anyways, what we'll try and do is actually we'll post it because it is pretty entertaining. Yep. One of the last ones. Wait, you have one. Do that one first, because that one's kinda, it's a little long and it's entertaining. So
it's a little long, but still entertaining. Nah, I just find it hilarious that a 30-plus-year-old man thinks he's better than everyone else and doesn't have to follow rules. Then has to play keyboard warrior, calling elders dumbasses and think it's okay. I don't remember that ever happening.
My
I think about it. I've been your friend and neighbor for a long time. And if you said one tenth of this shit, I would smack you across the fucking head. But I mean, who the fuck raised your childish ass? I know 9-year-olds who have better manners and respect than you. How about you pull that tampon out of your ass, grow a pair already, and accept the fact it's not accept, accept with an A, not E.
Ah.
The fact that you're a pile of worthless shit who has nothing better to do with his pathetic little life rather than reply to every single Facebook comment that gives you a bad review. We all know you get butt hurt too easy. It's kind of sad, bud. Point proven, when you had to reply to my comment when I said agreed, laugh my fucking ass off, guy. Grow up, you overgrown baby. But yet, you have time to write that long of a comment? Dude,
do you understand?
Do you still make peanut butter pterodactyls in your mom's basement? Just asking for a friend.
I'm telling you, I wish I could collect on the free rent that I get in these people's heads. It's incredible. I'm telling you.
Well, they don't understand. The biggest thing is every time one of these Karens or these Chads come out and do this, all it does is bring Iron Pig to the back top of their feet.
I tell them that.
I know, you're flat out telling them that. Thanks for the free advertising.
I tell them that, and they keep coming back, and they keep coming back.
And every time they do it, it goes to the top of their feet. It goes to everybody, all their friends' feeds. It just keeps popping up.
Here's the last one, and then we'll wrap it up. So this was sent to my phone, my personal cell phone, with the number hidden, as you can do, as cowards do. So weird. This person actually texted me, called me, did a couple of hit me through Messenger a couple of times, and it's a friend's mom, actually. Hey, Ian, I heard you're a pussy-ass bitch. Sorry, Trump lost bigly, Snowflake. Such a coward, just like Cadet Bone Spurs. Go lick some doorknobs, loser.
Again, I'm going to, just for the record.
But hold on.
Do you like Trump?
You know what? I'm not a huge fan.
I don't remember seeing Trump flags flagging.
You've
always said you put yourself in the middle.
I didn't vote for either one of the two this last time. So that should really be all that you need to know. I mean, the good thing about being doxxed on Thanksgiving in 2020 or whenever that was, showed my voter registration as an independent. So there you go. This is the other fun game that we like to play. And I say game in mainly a mocking way. You know, we throw a lot of memes and GIFs, and that really bothers people, too.
It pokes them.
So my basic response to this wonderful lady, after all of her eloquence, basically, I just said, before the invention of the train, people had to run a wagon on your mom. So... Sorry, I mean, mom jokes were bound to get in there at some point, but these are just the levels that we have to go to, and it provides a little bit of entertainment for us.
You got to laugh at it. I get asked by people all the time, like, how does he do that? Well, you know, put yourself in the position, you know, stand outside. People look at the situation you're stuck at and have been stuck in with all this negativity and great entertaining shit. If you don't laugh at it, it'll drive you fucking nuts. I mean, I know other business owners in town that really took the shit personally.
I think it's driving these people nuts, and I think that's why they, you know, lash
they're
out
not,
or do whatever it is that they're doing.
I
want to get to this really quick, but we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap everything up. We'll be right back. Murphy's Law Podcast.
How you doing?
Are you the owner of the Iron Pig, the fucking dick that lives in town? Yep, I thought it was you.
Yeah.
You got a fucking problem?
No. Clearly you do, though.
No, you do.
Right?
I didn't do anything to you, so I don't know what your fucking problem is. You're a fucking asshole.
Oh.
No wonder nobody comes to your place.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
All right, welcome back, Murphy's Law Podcast. We're going to wrap it up real quick here. Thanks for joining me again today.
My pleasure, as always.
We'll probably have you on several more times. You know, you've been right there along with us. A couple of times we bring in the mask conversation for the kids at school. This is having – that's one of the number one questions that we've received since this since the hearing and the decision came down.
Yes.
A week and a half ago or whatever. What is the precedent that is set? A lot of people think that it's only binding in Otsego County.
Mm.
That would only be the case if the local health department or the city of Gaylord had fined us. In this instance, it was the state health department. So it is binding on the health department, the state health department, and it's binding on us. So that is part of the reason why they are appealing. Well, they've asked for a motion to stay in lieu of a motion to appeal. They did issue new guidance for the nursing home, which is, I think, it's guidance, really, I think, is what it is. But they are citing 333.2253. I mentioned in a previous segment that I just got an email from our attorney. And I don't think we are not involved in this case. I don't think that he is necessarily. But when people ask us, you know, the ramifications of this, how it will be used elsewhere, mainly it's being used for the mask mandates and for the nursing homes. So what's happening is we're now finding, I think this is maybe in St. Joe.
You said it was Berrien County?
Yeah. It looks like they are also filing a suit down there. It looks like it's against the school district, not the local health department, because there is a differentiate. Some jurisdictions, the schools have the mandates, and other portions, it's the local health department.
Yeah, that was one thing the governor did do right, which was leave it up to each individual school district.
That's how it should have been done originally.
You can tell that is that the, you know, local health officer got involved and decided to.
So we're seeing already a week, 10 days after the decision from Judge Hunter, we're already seeing some of our arguments in our case being cited in other lawsuits and other cases
moving
forward.
And it will continue to grow.
And that's part of the reason. There's so many things that this law was used to control. Again, that one page that we were showing you controls so much, and that's in our entire argument, is that one thing has so many levers at its availability to do different things that it just shouldn't have.
How do basically two paragraphs grant the authority to paralyze an entire state for a year?
Yeah.
Paralyze. I mean, think about everything that everybody's been through. And you know what? No. And there's no disrespect to anybody that wears masks. It's not like anybody here doesn't believe COVID's a thing. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But the government overreach is a totally different story. And that's what this really is all about, because there hasn't...
Yeah.
I mean, you saw how big that MCL was. But again, everything that's happened to you in the past year was derived from two paragraphs. Not even long paragraphs. So you saw longer paragraphs in the hate comments today. But that's what's really crazy. So you and I talked again before we started recording that. You know, where's going to happen next as people find out about Judge Hunter's ruling?
Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of shit about to happen.
And that was one of the, you know, there's an article in the Detroit News that came out, I did an interview for, and after it came out, you know, these places consult with various law professors, and you know, most of them I don't think really know what the hell they're talking about, or just looking for their their bite to make it into something, but a lot of times they're just not understanding exactly what it is that we went after. You know, we always say remove the emotion, remove the COVID stuff, and think of it something different. Even the judge in his decision wrote out, gives them the control, the ability to control any pandemic that they choose. They can call whatever they want.
They can call whatever they can.
And he cites obesity. He cites children vaping as an epidemic, which it is.
And as Dave brought up the good point during that is that, you know, they also took free rein over what they considered a gathering. Two guys at a bus stop could be a gathering if they deemed it so.
Right, exactly.
I mean, think about it. We lost hockey games or sports in general. I mean, including pools and, you know, all walks of life. Walks. I mean, remember at one point in time, I had to put a picture on a thing on the outboard of my boat that said I identify as a kayak.
Yeah, that's right.
Because boats weren't allowed.
There was no real science behind any of it.
No.
To a golf cart, no rakes in the bunker.
Yeah, it was just somebody going way overboard on their Fauci flakes.
Yeah, it's weird. We're going to see some interesting things happen. You know, there is new data points coming out all the time. I just hope that people start to look at the empirical data without any kind of skew to it and understand that even if you had a certain point of view at one time, be grown up enough to at least admit that maybe you were a little bit overboard on something, or maybe you treated somebody a certain way that maybe you just shouldn't have. Reach out to them on both ways. If you were a mask hole, both sides, reach out to them. And, you know, because I've got friends, I have plenty of friends that really don't talk to me, but I just heard a story the other day about two older fellas. Probably somewhere in their 60s, and they've been friends for the better part of, I'm guessing, 20-some years. And they even align relatively politically. But for some reason, the vaccine and the mask thing, you know, they've unfriended each other from Facebook. And it's
absurd.
Just
the hatred and divide.
Complete division just, you know, because of this or because of that. And I don't really understand it. I'm disappointed. There's a lot of it going on. But yeah, I hope some still. Point we kind of get back, you know, well, to being able to understand that you've got a point of view and I've got a point of view. I don't need you to be right.
Yeah, and I don't have to listen to you if I don't want to. I can just choose not to. I can choose to go to the restaurant. I can choose not to.
I think, you know, we hear from a lot of politicians lately. And the one thing I'm trying to tell them is, A, don't be afraid of social media, right? Don't be afraid of these people that want to, you know, try and bash you or do whatever. It's going to happen. When you're in the political eye, it's going to happen.
Yep.
When you're in the public eye, it's going to happen.
You put yourself out there.
The other thing is you got to bring people together because you're not going to string enough people together. I mean, for crying out loud, the governor is tied in polls right now with James Craig. How can that woman be tied to be reelected?
Allegedly.
Well, I don't disagree with that either, but I'm just saying.
If you look at the election, proposed election
we're
reform.
We're going to have to bring, you know, we're going to have to meet in the middle on some
of
these
things. Hopefully we're getting there because if as you watch data in the past couple of weeks between Omicron and everything else going on, if you watch where it's trending, what, you know, now people on both sides are saying is that we're really at the tail end of this. And a matter of fact, across the pond, they came right out and officially said, okay, you know what? We're done with this. Pandemic over.
Yeah.
It's done.
There might have been political pressure in that in the UK.
I believe there was. But, you know, it's time for everybody to put this behind. And if you want to continue wearing a mask, that's fine. If you believe in vaccines, that's fine. That's on you. If person B doesn't, just let people be people again. Let's go back to the bar and just have fun.
I say go back to worrying about you.
Personal
responsibility. I'm not asking you to do anything for me. You take care of you, right?
And we'll meet at the bar afterwards.
Right? Ooh. Speaking of that, thanks for joining me
once again.
Thanks for joining us. We've got plenty of merch on the website, ironpigmerch.com. Thanks for joining us, episode 5. Chris Kuhn with me. We'll see you again next time.